going to test out the camera, but since there's no shutter button, just have to use one of the home screen shortcuts. Easy to use, just point it and tap on the button. It takes the photo. You can delete it right away if you're not satisfied with it. Take another one here. Notice that it automatically focuses as soon as I stop moving. And there's the picture. Go into the settings here and switch over to video mode. And actually, let's take a look at some additional settings here. Put it into 720p HD mode. And we'll start recording. So here's the sample HD video. Move it around a bit and stop it and try to play it back. So we'll toss this into the gallery. See, not too many photos right there. Pull up the video we just shot.
Here's the sample HD video. Move it around a bit and stop it and...
Hard to tell how good the quality is without looking at it on a full screen on a computer. For photos, you can see you can double tap and pinch stretch and everything for zooming. And just swipe from picture to picture. This is the Sprint hotspot settings. I see I have it enabled right now. There's a little 3G beacon there. It's not 4G because even though I have 4G connected, or enabled at least, there's no connection here. The network coverage doesn't start for a couple miles down the road from where I am, unfortunately. In any case, we can take a look at the settings for the hotspot service, which costs an extra monthly fee, by the way. Let's jump into the main menu, and we'll go into the market, and you can see that it comes with the new version of the Android Market. Much slicker looking than the prior versions. Already installed one application. I went and got the Rhapsody client from Sprint section, and I'm not going to show you that app, but what I want to show you is app sharing here. App sharing lets you recommend basically an application to a friend. You just pick one of your apps you've installed, and then you can pick a way to recommend it. And I'm going to go to mail, so I'll bring up the mail client, and you can see it provides the link to the market so you can get directly to that application, you know, so send it off to a friend. Might as well take a look at email while we mention it. Looks like I have some new Gmail messages. Loading up. Quick test message here. Nothing too impressive. Pull down one of the other messages. You can navigate quickly between them. Hit the show pictures button. Nice HTML email. Of course, it has support for you know, priority inbox, all this kind of features. There's also a regular email client, though, and you can use that for Gmail accounts if you choose. You can see I've got the same Gmail account right here. Pull up a message. Pull up a different one. It's one with some formatted text, just so we can see what it looks like. And also work in landscape mode, of course. And it supports multiple accounts, just like the Gmail application does, so you can switch back and forth between, I've got AIM mail and Gmail in this one client. Let's hit the phone button at the bottom of the screen. You can see it shows some call history. Just start dialing for smart dialing. Say, let's do Jack. Is it J-A? You can see Jack Black and Clark Kent both came up there. I can narrow it down further. And place the call.
Thank you for calling Sprint 411.
This is the text messaging client. I'm going to show you how it works. This is the virtual keyboard I'm going to use for text input. You can see the word correction and prediction. Works pretty decently, and of course, you're always better off with the keyboard. Notice that when you're in the keyboard mode, though, it doesn't seem to allow you to do double spacing to get a a period or a full stop right away. I can just send it off here. And here we got a notification of a response. Going to show you, you can see the preview right here. I'm going to tap on it, and it'll load up the full thread here. So you can see the nice threaded view of the text messaging. This is HTC's People app. You can see I've got the full contact list right here with images and everything. You can also switch over to particular groups, so I can pick, say, favorites and just see my favored contacts. Notice the little indicators here, like the 11 for Bob Smith, meaning that there were messages from him. Let's see, we can see here we email messages from Bob Smith. It's cool how you can move across and check for things from various contacts just by switching through. So you can see a history of text messages with a particular contact, all that kind of stuff. It's really quite useful. There's also access to Facebook and Flickr photos and things like that, as well as call history. And I mentioned the support for social networks, but I guess I should show you the actual FriendStream widget and application in effect. You can see it's pretty cool. Mixed stream of Twitter and Facebook, as well as Flickr here. And then, of course, you can reply to things, like them, and all sorts of things like that. So here we are. You can see I had tweeted a photo about getting this particular phone just earlier today. If I can find it, probably this last one here. And there it is. And we'll take a quick scan through the main menu here. You can see there's the car panel for car mode, flashlight application, HTC's footprints, desk clock, all the Google navigation, Kindle e-reader, some of the Sprint apps like NASCAR. There's that Rhapsody I installed. Everything else you're seeing, though, is stock. So there's quick office support for reading office documents while on the go, the Sprint hotspot application, voice recorder, voice search, and, of course, visual voicemail. So that's my quick look at the HTC Evo Shift 4G for Sprint. It's a speedy little 800 megahertz device. Really nice display, fantastic keyboard, a good form factor, not too heavy, and really quite pocketable. Been quite pleased with it overall so far. I don't know anything about battery life or 4G speeds yet. I'll have to give that a further test since I just got the phone on this morning. But in any case, I like what I see so far, and you should check back to mobileburn.com in the near future for a full review. Until then, I'm Michael Orle for mobileburn.com.